This is Ozarks at Large. When it comes to comedy, topics like immigration, war, religion, and race might not be first things that come to mind. But for comedian Krish Mohan, no subject is taboo. The Philadelphia-based stand-up wants audiences to see the ridiculousness in the issues that divide us, and if people laugh, well, he says that's good, too. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth ahead of two shows in Northwest Arkansas later this week.
And the title of your most recent show is Politely Angry. How'd you settle on that title, and what does it mean?
I've had that title in my back pocket for a long time. When you do this kind of comedy, everybody just assumes that you're just an angry person. Passionate as I am about these larger issues, these social issues that I talk about on stage, I look at anger as fuel to address this stuff, but I'm still open to understanding the other side of the argument. I'm still open to hearing a different perspective, and if I don't agree with it, that's kind of where the comedy comes from, is respectfully disagreeing, but also pointing out the ridiculous flaws of society that I think we could all see through a system that isn't really working for us right now.
And a lot of these ideas and these concepts, they cause a lot of debate and tension and anxiety around people. So how do you mine that for comedy?
I just try to point out how ridiculous it is, right? The hyperbolic nature of some of the arguments that we're having, and create levity out of that.
Have you ever touched on a subject and then audiences just didn't respond well to it at all?
I was in the very rural part of Maryland and performing at a casino, which is already like, nobody comes to casino shows to listen to thought-provoking comedy. And there was like 289, 290 people that bought tickets and came out to this casino show, and 115 of them left. They all walked out. Some of them started walking out within the first 5 minutes of the show, and literally the first 5 minutes of that show was just me addressing the fact that I'm an immigrant. Just me saying that I was an immigrant and I have an immigrant perspective got people to just angrily leave the show. And at the end of the show, the woman that was hosting it, this radio DJ, gets on stage and says, well, you know, that was really interesting. Sometimes people are here to laugh and sometimes they're here to do other things. And I was like, all right, that's probably an apt description of what just happened. Like, if you're trying to forget the state of the world, forget that we are dealing with some problems that we need to come together and fight back on and push back on some of these narratives and some of these problems. And you're trying to forget all that, I'm not the comic for you. I'm the comic that if you enjoy something that's going to make you think a little bit, that's going to present some different ideas, that's a little bit more long form, that tells stories, yeah, I'm your guy.
And have you had any experiences that were the opposite of that, where you thought this is not going to go well and people really responded well to what you were saying?
Yeah, I was in Kalamazoo, Michigan years ago, and I was touring with a good friend of mine named Stuart Huff, and we went on this tour together, and since we both kind of talked about issues and stuff, we were in Kalamazoo and we saw this guy that had a shirt. And it said, you can pry the gun out of my cold, dead hands. We're also surrounded by taxidermied animals. And one of the bartenders was telling us a story about how the owner of the venue goes hunting with Ted Nugent. We were like, this is going to be a nightmare. And we got on stage, and they loved it. And it was, it was a very pleasant surprise. And, you know, the egg was on our face because we were judging the crowd before we even got to know them. But the craziest part about that night was the gentleman with the gun shirt walks up, shakes my hand, and tells me that he's very thankful for me to share my perspective because there aren't a lot of people sharing the immigrant perspective in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It kind of taught me, like, hey, maybe don't judge the crowd before you've gotten up on stage and deliver your material and see how they react and go from there.
And people always are talking about how we need to have more spaces for conversations and dialogues. Do you think comedy is a space where that can or is happening?
To me, the purest form of comedy is comedy that challenges the status quo, is challenging the nature of power and greed and all this other stuff, right? Beyond that, I think the evolution of that is that we can challenge the face of authority and engage the dialogue amongst the people. And if we can kind of let go of our ego and let go of these very strongly held beliefs, and if I can laugh at them, I disarm myself a little. I open myself up and I can listen to other people. I can be a little bit more understanding and empathetic because I'm no longer just on the defense. I'm trying to accept and listen to what's different. And rather than something different being something that we need to be afraid of, we can use that difference to uplift people and to bring each other together. And I think comedy in various different forms, from the comedy that talks about social issues or what it's like growing up being a member of the LGBTQ community or, you know, growing up in a very conservative religious household or all of this stuff just adds to your perspective and engages people in a conversation. So, yeah, I definitely think comedy can help drive conversations.
Krish Mohan performs this Friday, February 21st at Nomads in Fayetteville at 8:30 p.m. and Saturday the 22nd at 8 p.m. at Black Apple Crossing in Springdale. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.